Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Deadly Assets by W.E.B. Griffin and William E. Butterworth IV. Performed by Scott Brick. In fond memory of Sergeant Zebulon V. Casey, Internal Affairs Division, Police Department, the City of Philadelphia, retired. There came a time when there were assignments that had to be done right, and they would seek Zeb out. These assignments included police shootings, civil rights violations, and he'd track down fugitives all over the country. He was not your average cop. He was very, very professional. Howard Lebofsky, Deputy Solicitor of Philadelphia. Chapter 1. Broad Street and Erie Avenue, North Philadelphia, Monday, December 17th, 8:45 p.m. Matt Payne impatiently squeezed past the small groups of passengers that had just gotten off the subway train cars of the Broad Street line and moved with purpose down the tiled concourse toward the exit. The muscular 27-year-old was 6 feet tall and a solid 175. His chiseled face had a 2-day scrub of beard. Behind black sunglasses, dark circles hung under sleep-deprived eyes. He wore a Philadelphia Eagles ball cap and a gray hooded sweatshirt with the red Temple University logotype. Concealed inside the waistband of his blue jeans, at the small of his back, was an officer's model Colt 45 ACP semi-automatic pistol. And in his back pocket, in a black leather bifold holder, were his badge and the Philadelphia Police Department-issued card identifying him as a sergeant of the homicide unit. Taking the subway, which Payne had boarded at the City Hall station after paying the $2.25 fare, hadn't been his first or his second choice. But considering his options at the time, it had seemed the fastest. And with leads in the killings all but dried up, he had no time to waste. After exiting the concourse, he took the steps two at a time up to street level, then started across the deep gray slush of snow and melted ice that covered the sidewalk. At the newsstand shack on the southeast corner of Erie and Broad, he quickly tugged a newspaper from a stack topped with a chunk of red brick, stuffing it beneath his left arm, then peeling from his money clip a pair of dollar bills. He handed the cash to the attendant, a heavily clothed elderly black man with leathery hands and a...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?